that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Monday, September 16th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. You have asked for PAGS. I've sent that to you. If you haven't gotten it yet, text me again. PAGS. PAGS. P-A-G-S. And I'll send it to you. Christine Gray has asked for Hannity. I sent her that link for Donald Trump's announcement about no taxes on overtime income, the battle that he's fighting. Here's the thing that you need to understand. Absentee ballots, per the election laws, supposed to be available this week. They're supposed to be available by Saturday, September 21st, to the local clerks. They then, in turn, will mail them out a week from today, next Monday, the 23rd. You need to be aware of this, because if you've asked for an absentee ballot, you should be expecting it probably sometime next week. If they're mailed out on a week from today, Monday, September 23rd, usually 1 or 2 days in your local mail, possibly getting them by Wednesday the 25th, Thursday the 26th. Here's the thing. A hearing has been set for tomorrow with a federal judge. Michigan Supreme Court ruling that Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s name must be on the ballot. Well, it's been appealed to a federal court. Federal judge has set a Tuesday hearing to hear former presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s motion to remove his name from the Michigan general election ballot. Judge Denise Page Hood will be hearing the case tomorrow, Tuesday, 4 p.m., U.S. District Court in Detroit. Kennedy's legal team filed the federal complaint after his unsuccessful fight in the state courts, which ended the day when the Michigan Supreme Court reversed a lower court's holding, stating that Kennedy's name should be removed from the ballot. The appellate court said he has to be removed. Well, Jocelyn Benson and Attorney General Dana Nessel immediately appealed it to the Michigan Supreme Court under an emergency injunction request. Supreme Court ruled that the National Law Party's presidential nomination was too late for him to withdraw on August 23rd, when he withdrew his campaign, suspended his campaign, and endorsed former President Donald Trump. He tried to remove his name from the Bureau of Elections, which was rejected twice. Then he submitted it to the Court of Claims. They upheld the Board of Education, Board of Canvassers' decision. However, a three-judge appellate court reversed that ruling 2 days later. Well, in response to Kennedy's efforts to get his name off the ballot, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson argued that Kennedy had no likelihood of succeeding on the merits of his case and submitted it to the Supreme Court, asking for an emergency injunction for them to hear the case. They did. The Michigan Supreme Court ruled that he had to stay on the ballot, as well as the progressive socialist candidate, Cornel West. His name has to stay on the ballot as well. Well, the Attorney General's office is arguing that Kennedy cannot relitigate the case in the federal court because it's already been ruled on at the Michigan Supreme Court. Election laws state that each state in our country runs its elections. Her argument is that because the Michigan Supreme Court is the highest court in our state, he cannot go to a federal judge and asking to relitigate the same claims in a new court. So, I have a very simple question for the Attorney General. Why has the federal judge, Denise Page Hood, U.S. District Judge, agreed to even hear the case tomorrow at 4 p.m.? If what the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, is saying, why is it this federal judge has agreed to hear the case tomorrow? That's point number one. Point number two, presidential races are a federal race. He's not running for president of Michigan. He wasn't running for president of Michigan. He was running for president of the United States. Granted, he was nominated and he accepted that nomination for the Natural Law Party while he was running for president. But when he decides to suspend his campaign because he sees no path to victory, there's no way he's going to run this campaign the way it's been running and win the office. Robert F. Kennedy made the decision, Jr., made the decision to stop his campaign, suspend the campaign, stop taking donations, stop asking his volunteers to work for him, stop putting out signs, and basically withdrew from the race. He's no longer a candidate for president. So if that's the case that he's arguing, how is it that Jocelyn Benson and Attorney General Dana Nessel wants to continue to fight him in court? Because it's very simple. With Kennedy on the ballot and some people not engaged, not informed, not educated to understand that he's withdrawn his campaign, he suspended his campaign and is endorsed Donald Trump, basically, they're uninformed voters, and they could end up voting for him on November 5th ballot, which is supposed to go out a week from today here in the state of Michigan. So you have to understand something, people. This is very, 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 very simple. Very simple. The people need to know Kennedy is not running for president. Even though his name may appear on the ballot, you're wasting your vote if you mark your ballot for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is going to take votes. Citizens, hardworking people, don't have time to listen to the news, don't have time to listen to the show, do not have time to read newspapers, don't understand that Kennedy has suspended his campaign, could end up voting for him. Instead of voting for the person that he personally said, if you're going to vote for me, if you got my yard sign in your front yard, don't vote for me, vote for Donald Trump. Now, why did he do that? because he called Donald Trump. They met and got together. Kennedy told Donald Trump straight out, when asked by Trump, why are you running for president? What was your main reasons for running? What was it that you were hoping to accomplish? Well, number one, he wants to go after the Department of Justice. Just like his father, Robert F. Kennedy, when he was the Attorney General, under his uncle, President John F. Kennedy. Absolutely wanted to clean up the corruption in the FBI, the CIA, the Department of Justice as a whole. That's number one. Number two, running to be president to enshrine our First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, the ability to debate on a debate stage. Kennedy was blocked out from debating Joe Biden. When he was running as a Democrat earlier this year, they were blocking him at every step of the way, would not let him get on the ballot in any states. He literally had to sue to get on the ballot. They fought him tooth and nail. Did not want him on the ballot against Joe Biden for the presidential primary. Got a very simple question. When Biden won with 14 million votes, the presidential primaries, that forced Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to drop out away from the Democrat Party and to run as an independent. Drop out of the race as a Democrat and became an independent. Had to go back and refile all his paperwork in all these states to try to get on the ballot. Michigan Natural Law Party needed to get 3% of the vote in order to maintain their charter. If they don't get 3% of the vote, they're done as a party. In the state of Michigan, the Natural Law Party will die and go away. They want him on the ballot to keep their charter alive. The Democrats, now supporting Harris, want those votes for Kennedy not to go to Trump. That's why they're fighting this tooth and nail. And again, I ask a simple question. Why is this federal judge, U.S. District Judge Denise Page Hood, why is she willing to hear the hearing tomorrow at 4 o'clock in Detroit? Because evidently, she thinks this is a federal election for President of the United States and that she may have jurisdiction. Stay tuned. We'll find out what your ballot's going to have on it for November 5th. We'll continue following the story. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of hour number two. Again, if you want the PAGS video along with the sign, text me PAGS and I will send you the link to it so you can share it with everybody in your phone. We got to get people to look at this video for 2 minutes and 42 seconds and to seriously consider the numbers and how it's affected their lives. You see, one of the things that you have to understand, this is without a doubt the most critical election in our lifetime, bar none. I don't care what I've said about it in the past. Everybody has said, oh, this is the most important election. No, it's not. No, it's not. This one is. What's at stake at the federal level is absolutely critical to the future of this country, our state's impact across the board. When these things start to happen, when she raises corporate income tax, she wants to raise it to 28%. Currently at 21% under Donald Trump's tax cuts, which are due to expire next year, 2025, she wants them raised 7%. That one single move right there on taxes for corporations, because they want evil corporations to pay their fair share, well, guess what? They're going to be leaving the United States. Articles of incorporation are easily filed in another country. You're not moving your plants. You're not moving your office. It's paperwork. We are no longer doing business in the United States of America. We are doing business in Vietnam. We are doing business in other countries. As far as the actual structuring of the location of their corporation. When you get corporations leaving, guess what? You lose the 21% that you're currently getting under Donald Trump's tax plan because they don't want to pay another 7% higher corporate taxes, which will cause them to increase their prices of their goods, their products, their services. Corporations do not pay taxes. It is an expense to operate the business, and they very simply increase the price of their goods products and services to cover their corporate taxes, whether it's 21% or 28%. Well, if they're having a hard time to compete with other companies making the same goods, products, and services, they simply relocate their articles of incorporation and to avoid the higher taxes, making them more competitive against the other corporations. And in doing so, they can take business from those companies. Being in business is competitive, people. Companies are always looking at ways of lowering their expenses, their costs, their overhead, so that they lower the price of their goods, products, and services in order to be more competitive in the marketplace. Kamala Harris doesn't understand that. She doesn't get business. Donald Trump does. When you factor that component alone, forget about mandatory gun firearm buybacks. Forget about eliminating fracking. Forget about all these other things that she supports. Her values and principles have not changed. She simply changed her policies while running for office. CNN reporter talking to Bernie Sanders. Well, what about all the flip-flopping Kamala Harris has done over the last couple of years? Universal health care for everybody, et cetera, et cetera. You know what Bernie Sanders said in a moment of truth? She hasn't flip-flopped. She's become more pragmatic in order to win the election. What does that really mean? She's lying to the American people. Those TV ads are filled with lies. When they attack Donald Trump, bald-faced lies. Promoting herself personally about what she's going to do for the people, hard-working middle-class people, a bunch of lies. You have got to be able to point to facts. And that's why we have the PAGS video available, along with the picture of the screenshot. Vote Republican. Straight Republican Party. You know why. We'll send it to you. You can share it with the 20, 30, 40, 50 people in your phone. We need to get this information out. Folks, the election, 49 days from tomorrow. Absentee ballots are supposed to go out next Monday, a week from today. People will be voting based on what they've seen so far, based on that presidential debate, which was a complete joke. They fact-checked Donald Trump. Kamala Harris lied 25 times. They never called her out on it once. Hour number three of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From